to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Yes, it is Ladies of Liverpool and we are back. Delighted that you're listening in. This week, you know I love a good diet. I know, I'm ruthless for them. I think I've tried them all. But I was speaking to a lovely lady called Jenny Mack and she has turned her whole life around and she's gone, dun, 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 vegan. Now, we've all been bored by a vegan, but this girl is going to enlighten you. I've never heard veganism sound so enticing in my life. Maybe you're thinking, I don't know, your life's taking a different turn and you want to do something massive. You want to start feeling better. Maybe, I don't know, you've been threatened with illness and you're thinking it's time that you started making a stand and choosing the right things for you to fight off disease. Or are you just nosy like me and you're dying to know what this whole vegan plant-based business is all about? We're going to tell you what to buy, we're going to tell you where to shop, and we're also going to tell you some quick and easy ways where you can jump aboard and go vegan. You're going to love this because I really enjoyed talking to Jenny. I know you're going to love listening to it too. This is Ladies of Liverpool and for the next couple of minutes, we're going vegan.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Jenny, I love sausages. I love steak. I love poo-poo chicken and all of the above. So tell me, first of all, what your motto is at the moment when it comes to diets and what we put in our mouths.
Right, okay. Meat is a definite no-go for me at the minute. I went vegan at the beginning of the year, more so to do for health reasons rather than animals. I wouldn't say I'm an animal lover, but since I've become vegan, I've been more involved in like where food does come from and stuff like that. And yeah, although, like I say, I'm not an animal lover, but the cruelty side of things, I just used to think, well, that's what they're bred for. But the more I've looked into it, I'm just thinking I couldn't possibly be involved in anything like that
anymore. So let's start with that, with the animals then, first of all. What have you learned that maybe people like myself won't be aware of? What's going to shock us into jumping aboard this plant-based diet phase that's going on?
So it's probably the dairy side that's more shocking to me. Like, you just presume that you get milk from a cow and like you don't realise that the cow, well, people might realise it but might not really care or just disassociate themselves from it.
Yeah.
But that cow has to be pregnant for you to get milk from it. It has to be pregnant or have just given birth, just, you know, just like humans.
So no, I didn't know that. I just thought they needed to be milked.
Well, yeah.
That was just what their job in life was, just sitting on a field, having a lovely time. Day, yeah. Someone comes along, gives them a quick tug and they're delighted.
But no, that's
so
not the way.
So it's not something.
No, so they're like, they're artificially inseminated. So they're forced to become pregnant. They get milked like throughout the pregnancy and then the calves after a couple of days are taken off them, the baby calves are taken off them. So the milk that, you know, that they carry on producing is meant to be for their babies.
Oh.
And then you're taking, not you, but the farmer
I have proper milk, normal semi-skim milk.
So then the farmer takes the calves then and then the babies are kept for another 16 weeks to either then become dairy cows themselves if the female ones, or then they're sent off to be made into veal if the male calves.
So, and what a start to a podcast. I'm on an absolute downer here. We need to know this kind of stuff. I've got a friend, Rachel, she might be listening to this. Our kids go to school together and she's been telling me for ages about milk. She's been saying to me, you know, try and get the kids off milk, get them onto soy, get them onto almond milk.
Yeah.
I know there's a chocolate version that they do because my kids, honestly, Jenny, I gave them soy milk and almond milk and you'd think I poisoned them. They were like pretending to vomit and everything. What's this you're giving us? So I failed miserably and I've been too scared to go back, but she has told me there's a chocolate version that kids sort of enjoy a little bit more.
Yeah, but it's probably got like loads of sugar in and stuff like that, hasn't it? So I'd try oat milk if I was you, if you want to get them off the dairy, that is.
Yeah.
Emmy doesn't even notice the difference.
Like, so this is your little one?
Yeah. So if you put it in porridge and warm it up, you can't tell whether it's dairy milk or
oat. Okay, so oat's the secret then?
Yeah.
And is your little one, are you vegan?
Yeah.
Is your little one vegan as well?
No, I mean, sometimes she'll pop her head in the kitchen and she'll be like, got any vegan foods? But then after that, it's like, if I give her like a spinach curry, she's like, ugh. But she will eat it.
Yeah, but she still eats some bits of meat.
She eats meat like most nights for the tea. She eats chicken. That's it. She doesn't eat any red meat or
sausages every now and then. Where do you get your protein from then? Because we all know we need a bit of protein.
Yeah. So basically like chickpeas, beans, it's in a load of food. Like you only need 46, well, I only need 46 grams of protein a day. It goes by your weight.
Mm-hmm.
So like quinoa, I love quinoa as well. That's dead nice with everything.
Yeah.
That's got protein in, that's got iron in, it's got calcium in. Just everything that you think you need meat for.
So a handful of quinoa compared to a handful of chicken. You're probably better getting quinoa, are you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's 8 grams of protein in like a handful, like a cup of quinoa.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure about chicken. I think it's probably as double that, but you don't need that. Like if you go to a PT, obviously they'll tell you that you need more because you want to see results. You want to see muscle quicker.
Yeah.
But like I'm not planning on going on any international bikini models or anything like that anytime soon. So I don't mind. I'll just have, you know, what I need.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Talk to me about the cost of making this lifestyle choice, because you hear people say, don't you, I would love to be vegan, but it's just too expensive, because you see these speciality products for vegan people on that little certain shelf that's for vegan people, like it's like, but yeah, I do look at it and I see the prices and I'm like, oh no, I'll go and get some sausages.
See, the key for me is to avoid that shelf. I'll make everything like from scratch, really. The free from side is for like, if you want a treat, which you don't really crave them because I'm eating like more plant-based foods. I'm giving my body what it needs. Yeah. So I don't really crave as much as I used to. Like I used to be a really bad chocoholic and I would just like, you know, you get like 3 bars for 120, they'd be gone in like no time. Or like
Jen, that's me. That's me. You're talking about me. Go on, keep going.
Like the first 2 weeks when you stop with the chocolate and stuff like that is horrendous.
Mm.
But it's because you're addicted like to the milk and stuff and the sugar in it.
Yeah.
Like there's casein in milk, which is like meant for the calves to go back to the calves for milk. But you're having it, and then you want like your cheese or your milk and stuff like that. You know, that's why you want pizza, because there's the casein on top of the pizza, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You're not really craving any of them things because you're not eating the things that make you crave them things, if that makes sense.
So what do you replace those with? Is it just the fact that you stop it, you cut them out, cold turkey?
I've never really liked the idea of like corn or like fake cheese or any fake meat, any lab meat or anything like that. I don't eat anything like that. Corn isn't vegan anyway. It does have egg in it.
Okay.
But I've just never really bought into that anyway, even before I was vegan.
So what do you eat? Talk me through, like, today. What did you have for your breakfast? What were you having for your lunch?
I've had a protein smoothie this morning. So I use, like, a vegan protein, which is full of vitamins and minerals that you need for your day. I add berries to that, coconut milk, a scoop of cashew butter, berries, spinach, anything, just any veggies and fruit, like berries or apples, really, is the only fruit that I'd stick in it, to be honest. And then that keeps you full for quite a while because it's high in protein and like fibre, so it does keep you going for a while.
And where do you buy all this smoothie stuff, like your mix and this butter that you're talking about?
Oh, you can get like the butter and everything in Asda, it's just all hidden. It's not in the aisles, you know, where like the Oreos and the Kit Kats and everything. You just have to step away from like the aisles where you would normally go to.
Yeah.
And like the protein, it's Arbonne protein, so that's all vegan and cruelty free as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd have that for my breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, say if I was hungry, I would have maybe like a handful of cashew nuts and like strawberries or something like that about 10:30, 11.
Yeah.
And then for me lunch, like I do run my own vegan meal prep business. So I'll do all my own meals at the beginning of the week. Just freeze everything. So like today, I'll probably have a spinach and chickpea curry for my dinner with rice. Sometimes I'll have rice, sometimes I won't. So if I'm going to the gym, I'll probably have a bit more rice. And then for me tea, maybe like sweet potato with like mixed beans, like Cajun seasoning and salad and stuff like that. I have hummus all the
time. Sounds gorgeous. It does sound lovely.
I'm so much more adventurous with my food. Like the idea of having chicken now, it just bores me, to be honest.
So I'm going to go to the Aldi after speaking to you. It's the big shop day. What? You've told me I need oat milk. I'm going to get oat milk.
Get that in Aldi though. Do you only sell it in Tesco and Sainsbury's?
So I'm going to have to go. I can't go to Sainsbury's. Can't afford Sainsbury's. I'm going to have to go to the Asda. Will you have it in the Asda?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll nip to Asda in Bootle.
Yeah.
And I'll get myself oat milk.
Yeah.
What else should be on? If you're about to kick off and, you know, you're going to make a big change, what are the first load of things that you need to get from the shop?
Yeah, definitely a nut-based milk or the oat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Some nut butter, apples, berries, things that you were usually grabbing another snack, a dairy-based snack or a meat-based snack. You need to have something in to replace them so that you're not like thinking, oh, forget it, I'll just go and get some wafer thin ham or whatever.
That's
like
right.
Some diets.
I was just going to say to you, boiled eggs and like a little snack that I think I'm having a good day if I have that, but we don't do that, do we? Why don't we have
eggs? I don't do that, but I mean, we were talking about this yesterday, actually, me and a couple of my mates, because my friends were saying, I just get my eggs from home, a bargain, and I was like, like, you need to at least get free-range eggs because they're not, you know, they're not happy hens where you're getting your eggs from, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like where the kept or anything like that. It's just not nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's up to you if you want egg. They're not unhealthy, are they? They're not going to have things in them, but just make sure you get them from the right place.
Free range is what we're looking for. So what else am I picking up?
Some nut butter. You'll get your almond butter in Aldi.
And what do we do with that?
I just like chop an apple up into like wedges and then dip it in. It's dead nice taste.
Like a peanut butter, does it taste like?
Yeah, like peanut butter. Well, it's nicer than peanut butter, to be honest. And cashew butter as well is gorgeous. And then, so if you want to... If you're looking to like make like a big dish, maybe your kids might not be on board, but for you and so if you could get like for you, just get kidney beans, lentils, red onions, peppers, tin tomatoes. I have tin tomatoes a lot. Go through them like no one's business. And then just like chili powder, and you make yourself a dead nice chili with all that.
Oh, my mouth's watering just listening to this.
I thought you'd a curry with me.
Oh, stop it. There's me brunch sorted then.
Yeah, it's in an yeah, so there's just loads of stuff that you can have. Like, I don't think you would miss chicken. You probably miss the seasoning that goes with chicken because no one likes to eat, like, of chicken breast.
No.
Maybe you like the flavouring of it and you like the oils that it's cooked
if
in.
If you're doing Slimming Wales or Weight Watchers and stuff, you'll go, I'll have a chicken breast, I'll take the skin off. You sort of go through the motions with it. But you're right, I wouldn't sit there and go, oh.
I'd love a chicken breast.
Yeah, but I do go, oh, I'd love a Galaxy bar.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So if we're about to jump aboard this lifestyle change, what should we expect to feel like? Have you noticed a difference? You say you've been doing it since January.
Yeah, completely. I feel completely different. I'm 38 this year and I honestly feel better than I have done since I was about 20.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I'm leaner than I was. Initially I lost £17 in like... 6 weeks or something like that.
Now, I can just imagine the girls listening to this now and the lads turning up the volume to how do we lose weight? Tell me more. So is that just by simply cutting out the chocolate and the stuff that came with the dairy, the cheese and all that kind of stuff?
Because by cutting dairy out, you are cutting pizzas out and you're cutting like halloumi fries out and stuff like that. And just like running into like Tesco, you know, when you're in work or something and you think, oh, I'll grab that while I'm here. You just don't, you make a wiser choice for your snack because although there is like loads of bad vegan food, you can be an overweight vegan, do you know what I mean? So it's not like it's the answer to everything. It's just being more mindful about what you pick.
I think we've all been guilty of that when someone who is overweight and they say, I'm a vegan, you do, I have done it. I've gone, what, you're living on veg? And you don't look to me like, and you think, you're going home and ordering ribs out the chippy. You're not really a vegan. But so how are they making different choices to you where they're still keeping weight on?
Like you said, you know, you were saying before about the free from aisle.
Yeah.
That's full of junk. If it's free from something, it's been replaced by something else, like in my opinion. So I'd rather just go to the aisles like around the supermarket. That's where the fresh stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
So stay away from the middle aisles. And just as you go in, like to Asda or wherever, it's always like as you go in, there's always the anything without a packet.
Yeah.
Fresh stuff. And it without ingredients. That's you just make everything from scratch, really. Or if you're all looking and you know you're desperate for something to eat because you've missed your dinner or whatever, then you pick maybe like falafel and hummus, or you can get like mixed beans in a packet. And that would sound horrible, but you do start to like crave these type of things because your body's just different. Like, so the first 2 weeks were horrendous. Like I was thinking, if I don't feel $1 million by the time I've finished, this, because I only tried it for a month originally because it was January.
Yeah. And it stuck. This is like a full on.
After 2 weeks.
Lifelong decision now.
Yeah. I couldn't go back. The only thing I do miss is the halloumi fries.
Yeah.
I don't miss chocolate.
Do you treat yourself to them now and again or do you just not bother?
No, I mean, that's not, that's from goat's milk anyway, halloumi. So it's not as inflammatory as cow's milk.
Yeah.
So that's probably how I'd reason with myself if I did ever cave. But I don't want it that bad, you know what I mean? But I know I could.
Apart from curries, if I was doing vegan fully like you, what else would I have for me tea?
Chili, you can make it like your own falafel. Quinoa, just like loads of stir-fried veg and throw chickpeas in for extra protein.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got like two big boxes of spices and seasoning and everything just seems to taste different. You can use all the same veggies and everything, but then just season it differently. And it's just like a completely different meal. Avocados on everything. Love avocados. You can do Chinese meals.
What do you do with your avocados? Because straight away I thought then, oh, bacon and an egg on a piece of toast. Oh, no, that's not right.
I just have them with like a big massive salad, like loads of spinach. Again, like the quinoa, lentils. They just go with everything, don't they?
Yeah.
Mixed beans, just all kinds.
Oh, my Asabil's going to be ruthless now when I go.
Well, for me, it's not anyway. I mean, John and Emmy do still eat the meat, but... It's not that much. Like, it's not as much as you thought, and I do try and buy organic as well. So yeah. It's not like although everything's double if it's organic if you go to like the supermarket.
That's it.
But I don't feel like my shopping bill's any more expensive. No. It probably is on the day that I go shopping because I'm planning for the week.
Yeah.
But where I would normally like go and then I'd buy like a pizza or a takeaway or something.
You
on
go twice a week, don't you? You go, yeah. Oh, I need more chicken to go with this.
Or junk food on this day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I reckon I spend less. On my own
that's
food,
interesting.
Yeah,
that is interesting.
Because I do stay away from the free from and the stuff that's aimed at vegans because it's not really healthy.
No, just stick with the basics. Is that your tip?
Just reconnect with your kitchen and with food and not just eat things because you always have done. Eat them because like you want to try something new or you want to nourish your body. You want to fill your body with all anti-inflammatories and antioxidants just to make sure like it's not like a breeding ground for disease.
Yeah.
So it is just. It's an eye-opener, like this year has been a real eye-opener for me.
My friend, I spoke about this on a podcast, but I'm always very brief because, you know, it's obviously a personal thing. But a friend of mine was diagnosed with cancer earlier on in the year. And that's the first thing she did as a young woman. You're 38, I'm 38, she's 38. Mm. As a young woman, that was the first thing she did. She looked into what food she should be eating, what she should be cutting out of her diet. And the whole vegan thing popped up everywhere as this almost this secret that people haven't known about that's come to light. Well, if we take out a lot of what we're putting in our diet, you can, as you say, stop disease from spreading or even starting in the first place.
It's the Western diet, isn't it? It's just really toxic and people have been so obsessed with convenience and just like I say buying things because they always have done or because it's on offer or because the kids want it and kids just want it because they're probably addicted to like all the sugars and the flavourings and just all the artificial stuff that's in the food. So we're not helping ourselves by doing any of that. Like I've got a friend the same, she was diagnosed with cancer earlier in the year and she said she thought she was healthy before.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously since she's been diagnosed, she's come through chemo and everything now and she's going to be fine. But she's completely changed like the way she eats. She never, like the stuff that she ate before, she won't eat now. Like no meat, just all plant-based everything.
Oh, do you know how much we love our kids? And we all go on about it, don't we? But, you do anything for them. Listening to you, I almost feel like I owe them. I owe them this where I step up and stop them eating as much. They love sausage and mash. That's like the favourite tea.
Emmy's is exactly the same. She loves sausage and mash.
Mm.
But I just don't buy them in the house. If she goes to a nan's or something and they're having it there, then
that's
fine.
A treat.
I just don't buy it anymore. And I do feel mean. But at the end of the day, like, you're the mum, you do know best. And
we adore them and we do anything for them. So why not just adjust what they're eating? Mm. As you say, let them have the treats if they're going elsewhere. But general day to day, just get more plants into the diet.
Even if you're not going to cut out meat or dairy, just make sure that they are getting loads and loads of plants. Even if you just offer them a little tiny bit on the plate every meal time. It's probably going to put them off more if they see like a big mound of spinach. But if you just get them used to it, like little by little.
Yeah.
Like Emma used to be dead good when she was younger. And then I think it's when they go to school and they get influenced by other kids. And like,
100% agree with
you. I don't like broccoli anymore.
Oh, like, I was like Mother Nature with Joseph for the first, 2 years or something. Then they go to nursery.
Yeah.
And then they start picking up the little bad habits, don't they? Yeah. And before you know it, they're just living off the same beige dinners.
Yeah. I hate beige, honestly. I don't I don't buy them anymore.
It's colour. All about colour.
Yeah.
As much eat the rainbow, I've heard that phrase before.
As much colour as you can. That's where all the antioxidants are and everything. So,
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
You've got me hook, line and sinker now.
Yay.
I'm sure everyone listening is thinking the same, Even if you're not fully convinced, you're sitting there thinking, oh, all this talk makes me want a hamburger. You might be like, all right, well, look, I haven't got the time. I'm not a great cook. I don't know what I'm doing. I need a bit of inspiration. This is where you're stepping up and you've started a brand new business.
Yeah. Like you were saying earlier about it being a bit of a secret, the plant-based food, but once you look into it, it's all there, all the information is there. And that's where the name of my business has come from, the Underground Wellbeing Society, because the mainstream advice will be to have so much dairy and so much red meat and so that make sure that you get your calcium and your iron.
Yeah.
But if you go digging, that's really not the answer. It's not the answer to being well and to getting rid of disease out your body. So the Underground Wellbeing Society started because of that. And basically I cook vegan meals for whoever wants them.
So how does your week start then? Do you still have another job and this is a sideline?
Yeah, I'm still full-time in my other job at the minute.
And what is that? Just out of nosiness.
It's just boring.
Need a copper.
I'm a copper. No, I'm not busy. Don't worry.
Anyone who phones up the radio show, if you ask them the job and they're hesitant, you're like, you start guessing. So people are now going, oh, she sounds like a lap dancer. I bet she's a lap dancer. Oh, she sounds like a traffic warden. Everyone will be making their own mind.
None of them things.
She's none of those things, everyone.
Boring office job, not of interest.
Okay. So your passion lies with this.
Food, yeah.
So how many days a week do you do this?
Just on a Sunday.
Oh, I love it.
I get up early on a Sunday. Everyone orders through the week. Take the last order by 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah.
Everyone pays me by the 9 o'clock on the Friday. Get everything fresh on the Saturday night. And then I get up early on a Sunday morning and just cook all day. And then deliver everything on the Sunday night. And most of them are freezable. Normally there's two that aren't. Two meals that aren't freezable. And then, so whoever's having them, we'll have them on the Monday and Tuesday. Everything else can go in the freezer. And then basically I change the menu every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So try and keep it interesting as possible. And I've just got a new blender, so the world's opened up. I just don't even know what's coming next.
Blending yourself into the ground.
Honestly, yeah.
So if we were going to order, because I know people will, they'll be listening now going, oh, this sounds nice and easy. First of all, cost, because we're all skinned. So how much does it cost?
It's 7 meals for £25.
That's good.
Or 10 for 40. So it's your dinner and your tea for the week. And then if you want to go off the rails of a weekend, you can do that.
So £40?
It's cheaper than a meal deal, isn't it? It's cheaper than your weekly shop for yourself.
That's your dinner, your tea for a whole week. Mm-hmm. £40.
£40, yeah.
Oh, now scrap that whole... This podcast was nearly endorsed by the Asda. As we spoke, what was the Asda? I'm thinking now, I'll spend well more than that buying all stuff that'll go off in my fridge.
Yeah.
And I won't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting really interesting now. So £40 for me dinners and teas for a whole week.
Mm-hmm.
And what will I be eating? What will you be sending me?
There's butternut bolognese, which is butternut squash with lentil bolognese in, which is absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And that's got loads of spinach in as well.
Yeah.
Loads of greens for your calcium. There's spinach and chickpea curry. There's Jamaican jerk sweet potato curry. There's a couple of stews like broccoli and bean tagine.
Yeah.
I can't think what else is on it.
That sounds good. All sounds it's gorgeous.
And they all taste different. A lot of them are tomato based.
Yeah.
But they taste different. Each one is like completely different.
Love it. Jenny, sold. 100% sold. If you want to do something good for yourself, you're starting to panic about the little black dress season. We know it's creeping up. It's going to be Christmas before you know it. Your Christmas due and you're thinking, I've done Slimmer's World. I've done Weight Watchers. I've done keto. I've done the Atkins. And like me, you always end up back to the same weight because you finish, you feel good, you finish your diet and then you just go west. Well, maybe this is one you haven't tried and you fancy it. You can join me because I am officially going to start this as from Sunday.
Fabulous.
That's when we get our deliveries, is it? Mm-hmm. Sundays. So I'm going to officially start this on Sunday. I'll keep you up to date on all my social media pages. So just search Leanne Campbell into Instagram, Twitter, or even Ladies Liverpool. We've got our own page there as well. And you can find what's called the Underground Wellbeing Society on Instagram. So if you want to have a look and a follow and put your order in, get it done today. What are you waiting for? Don't wait until you're not well. Get yourself feeling brilliant right now. Jenny, that's fab. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store.
Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.